Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Shea! Ice Cube is man. Here.
About that.
You said O'Shea, I thought you had a check on
me. Ice Cube is here, hanging out with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, 6 years ago last time we had him in here, brother. It's been that long.
Yeah, it's, 6 years go by quick.
It's been a minute. Yeah, matter of fact, you rolled up in here. Killer Mike came through to see you.
Yeah.
He's on the new album with you, which you're hearing the new single, by the way. Cube's got a new album coming out. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about all the things, man, because this brother is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of the most influential entertainers in the world. Mm. And back in the A, man. So what's going on, man? How you been?
I've been great. You know, it's been an amazing year. You know, earlier this year, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame came with the Ice Cube Impact Award. So to be part of the Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, in our, you know, this is our eighth season of the Big Three.
Yeah.
But for them to recognize my contribution to basketball in such a short time was such a big honor.
Right.
You know, we started off the year with that, and we're going to give it out every year. Had a great season, you know, capped it off with a team that was on the bottom. They went all the way to the top and won the championship with Bivouac and coached by Gary Payton with his trash-talking self.
Crazy.
Yeah, and you know, now I'm about to drop an album at the end of the year, so right. It's been a – been a great year.
Hey, why don't you run the Olympics, Big Three, our version of 3-on-3?
Well,
for U.S. men's basketball, take it over.
I'm ready. You know, put me in, coach. I'm ready. We've been, you know, asking USA Basketball, do they need our players? Do they need anything from us? Can we help in any way, shape, or form? They've been like, thank you, but no thank you. We got this. They didn't qualify in Tokyo at all. And now, you know, they lay an egg in Paris, and, you know, egos and grudges and disagreements should not keep us from gold medals. We should come together as a country and win when it's time to win and put all those bitter rivalries aside. So USA Basketball, holla at your boy.
Yeah, especially when it comes to Olympic hoops, man. The new album, by the way, is Man Down. It drops Friday, November 22nd. I'm really, man, I'm curious. I said this to you before we went on the air because we grew up obviously listening to you and you guys were trendsetters. You still love being in the studio and that creativity that comes with being an artist. Cube, you know this. A lot of guys, man, they grow away from it or they just like, I don't feel it anymore. But you've always had this creative juice with you.
Man, I love hip-hop. You know, when we started, it was a hobby. It was fun. It wasn't – we didn't, like, get into it to make money or didn't think we was going to, you know, definitely didn't think we was going to become household names with the music. So it's always been a love and a way to be ultra-creative all the time. You know, I hear a beat and I just want to rhyme. You know, I just want to. And I got, I got stuff to say, and I, you know, to put it in a song form is a great way to express yourself and get things off your chest or just talk mess. You know, sometimes as a man, you just want to talk a little head, you know what I mean? Talk a little trash, and hip-hop provides all that for me.
Ice Cube is with us live in studio, and as you've been touring the country promoting the new record, came out that you almost had Dr. Dre produce the solo record, but Jerry said no.
Oh, when I first went solo, you know, when I went solo in 1989, you know, me and Dre was still cool. My problem was with Easy and Jerry, so, you know, we were conspiring to try to do the album, you know, for them to do my solo album, even though I wasn't going to be on Ruthless no more. And, you know, they vetoed that. They was like, nah, you can't do it.
Right.
And so I ended up, you know, going to New York and hooking up with the Bomb Squad, with Public Enemy and Chuck D and Flavor Flav and all those guys. And we did a great record called America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I was jamming to it on my way here.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, the movie stuff. Cube, you've done a lot of that.
Yeah.
I thought a funny line I heard you say after that whole Cat Williams episode was, nobody's putting me in movies.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm putting everybody else in movies. Nobody,
exactly.
Nobody's putting me in movies. But man, that aspect of your career, you've grown that. Like when you first, obviously Boys in the Hood, everybody knows, but like as you've grown that aspect of your career, like what's the deal there for you? What's next for Cube in that area?
And I still got a, you know, bunch of movies I want to do and try to get them done and produce. But I'm at a point where if I can't do it the right way, I don't want to do it at all.
Mm.
You know, I got to do it the right way. You know, it's not a money grab. I'm not anxious to just throw anything on the screen. You know, some guys, they'll play a chicken dinner. If that's what the role says, you're the chicken dinner tonight, and they'll play that. So I won't, you know, I think, you know, mine has to be, you know, it has to fit in my wheelhouse.
Right.
And I've been, you know, very, you know, on top of my career and how it, you know, kind of rolls along, and I need to always be in control of that ship.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny, we were talking about this off the air. He also was a trendsetter, Carl, in the sense that, remember, in science fiction movies and horror movies, the black guy always gets killed first.
Of course.
Yeah.
He survived. You survived a bunch.
Yeah. You know, I told them when they asked me, did I want to do Anaconda, I told them, I said, only if I don't die like the black dude. I saw Jurassic Park and the black dude died in the first scene. I said, I gotta not only live, but I want to kill that damn snake with Jennifer Lopez. And so they was like, all right, cute. And I was like, man, all it took was somebody to ask. You know, like them 1,000 black dudes that died in all them horror movies, all they had to do was ask, stand up for yourself, man. I want to live.
They didn't have the clout, though, to do that. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't going to do the movie if they told me, you know, no.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it was like they really wanted me in it.
Something to learn there. You got to ask for it, right?
You got to ask. Closed mouths don't get fed.
It's true.
The squeaky wheel get the oil. You know?
Now, did you ask the Dodgers? Or the Dodgers asked you? Because before we got in here, Carl, I said, if you hadn't seen the video, because sometimes we don't get to see the pregame, you walking in from center field was about as badass as ever, thinking it was a good day.
Oh, yeah. They asked me. You know, they asked me and what's cool is Jesse Collins produced that whole opening. And Jesse Collins, if you know who that is, he's a guy he's produced the Dr. Dre Super Bowl. He's done, he did the Oscars when Will slapped Chris and all this. So he's a big time producer. And he was like, yo, you want to do LA? And we're going to get Fat Joe to do New York. And I was like, yeah. And so, coming out from center field, we set that shot up, and it was like, oh, this is going to be amazing on game day. And then when they opened the gate, 52,000, I mean, going bananas because of the grand slam that happened the night before.
That's right.
So, you know, it was like, it was hard to lose that night, you know.
Right.
It was.
And the Dodger players, when they celebrated the championship, said, hey, man, we won that too.
Yeah. You know, I sent them a ring size. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know.
Hook me up.
Don't slide that to me, you know, on ring night.
Cube, talk to us about your son, man. It's Ice Cube in studio with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's in Atlanta, guys, hanging out. Obviously, he's got a new album coming out, Man Down. It's out November 22nd. That's Friday. A new single, It's My Ego. It features Egomaniacs, features Killer Mike, Busta Rhymes. That dropped November 8th. The single debuted at number 7, so it's already on its way.
It's moving.
But your son, man, O'Shea Jackson Jr., man, and he's got a big movie coming out the new year.
Yeah.
Den of Thieves was well, I loved it. The first one was great. And now they're coming out with part two, but his career, man, is taking off.
Without a doubt. You know, I couldn't be more proud of him, me and my family. And, you know, he's doing what you want your, you know, child to do, your kid to do. You know, step up at the moment of truth, take the baton and run with it. And that's what he's done. And, you know, it's exciting to watch, you know, from my point of view, because it's always been about me and, you know, what I'm doing. You know, my wife is like, if you bring another picture home of yourself that somebody gave you, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I can't turn it down. If somebody paint a picture of me, what I got to take it. And so it's cool to see him. And, you know, he was in Star Wars, so he got a little action figure and around the house. Yeah. And he's hanging up posters. And, you know, it's cool to see. You know, your son, like I said, like, take the baton and run with it.
And straight out of Compton, as you know, the actors say, giving notes. Do you have to give your son notes on how to play you?
A little bit, but not much. You know, he's been watching me a lot, so he knew everything. And I would just tell him how I felt about everybody. You know, you're about to be in a scene with this one, that one, and the other one. Here's how I felt at that time about this one, that one, and the other one. So you kind of know to go into it with the right tone when you're talking to somebody. You know, if you're mad at somebody, you got a different voice than when you're cool with somebody. So just those pointers. But he did a magnificent job.
I mentioned this earlier, Cube. You're in the Dre, Yella. MWA is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
It is.
I mean, like, to think for those of us who grew up on hip-hop and to believe that this group that we were listening to that was, you know, oh, you can't hear those guys. They're saying this, that, and the other. And years later, you fast forward 30 years, and you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're being acknowledged by the music industry and the world in a way that we never thought would ever happen?
Yeah, it's crazy, and what I learned about that whole experience, I mean, just from where we came to where we are, is, you know, when we decided.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, let's just do what we know. Let's talk about what's going on in our environment and not, You know, we're never going to be Rakim or Run DMC. You know, let's just talk about what we know. You know, let's just worry about what's going on around in our face. You know, Compton, Watts,
be real.
South Central. Yeah. And if we just become underground, local, you know, stars or, you know, that's cool. That's good enough. But us chasing and trying to be this one and that one and the other one ain't working. And as soon as we made a pure decision like that, that it went the other way. It blew up. It was like, you know, so if we didn't make that decision to just be ourselves and, you know, we might not be stars. We might not ever be as big as Run DMC or these groups. So what? Let's just be ourselves. You know, we end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want to ask you about Caitlin Clark before we let you go, brother. Appreciate you stopping by, as always. My wife's tripping out right now because she thinks you're a sex symbol. You know, she's like, you got Cube on, I got to take a bit. I'm like, come on now, come on now. Here's the deal, though. Caitlin Clark took the world by storm.
Yeah.
And I know you, with the Big Three, were talking about trying to bring her on in some way.
Right.
What was the deal there, and what do you expect as you continue to try to grow the Big Three from the women's side of things and Caitlin Clark?
Well, you know, it was a moment in time. You know, her coming in, a lot of attention. You know, you look at the viewership numbers. Right. You look at the attendance, ticket sales, sponsor opportunities. We felt, for one, that she could play in the Big Three because we've had small guards get off, like Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Nate Robinson, and we felt like her style could be successful. Now, if she had to play down low, maybe we wouldn't have offered that because it would just be a gimmick. And, you know, trying to go after her, we knew if she played with us, you know, it was a business decision. It would unlock millions of dollars in sponsorships and ticket revenue and, you know, TV contracts, this, that, and the other. So it was worth a shot. And we wanted to be respectful and up the money that the superstar women are commanding. And, you know, it didn't work out. She chose to, you know, go to the path that was already laid out. But I think we did help women's sports with the offer. It was a real offer. Right. It wasn't no PR stunt. And you know, who knows? We don't think we'll offer that again next year to her. We're going to move on with our league. It's growing. We're selling teams. Got, you know, an owner in Miami now, team in L.A., team in Houston. So we're growing the league in a great way. You know, we took a big shot, and as this league grow, we're going to continue to take big shots.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.